This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
HarperCollins presents The Girl in the Ragged Shawl by Kathy Sharp, read by Antonia Beamish. Chapter 1. Eliza curled into a ball, crossing her arms over her stomach as the ache became an annoying pain of hunger, and she bit her lip to stop herself moaning. It was 3 days since she'd eaten anything, and she'd drunk only a few sips of water that Ruth had risked a beating to bring her just after she was shut up in here. Since then, no one had come near. She was so cold that her fingers felt numb and her teeth were chattering. She believed she might die, locked in this dark cellar because of the mistress's spite. She'd been beaten and thrown in this terrible place without a blanket or a mattress to lie on, all because she had told Mistress Simpkins that she was a liar.
"You wicked, evil child!" the incensed mistress of the workhouse had yelled at her. "How dare you say such a thing to me? How dare you speak to your betters in such a tone?"
"You told us a lie."
Eliza had stuck to her guns despite her fear. "Tommy Hills died because you beat him for falling over when he was working, but he was ill. And it was your fault because you withheld his rations."